Anyway, it my hair, I think we're good. Right here, the part that I was licking, tastes like coconut.
I just look over and you're just like sucking your hair. I'm like, what the
fuck? It's clean. I took a shower today.
Yeah. Mine isn't. I didn't wash my hair today.
I didn't wash it. I got it wet.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I had it braided last night, and I slept in braids, and I thought, oh, it'll be fine. It was not fine.
No.
It made, like, a gigantic mess. So then I showered quick this morning before we went out and about, and I re-braided it.
Yeah. Your hair looks nice.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at. Yay. Sorry, I don't have Cooper's bed down here since we're in the basement now.
We're in the basement.
Yeah, so he's just like milling around like a homeless animal.
Yeah, Cooper definitely knows what it's like to be homeless.
Not at all. The exact opposite. He's the most babied. Although my friend Jess has a dog, and I think Teddy might be more spoiled than Cooper.
How so? I don't believe it.
So, Teddy is, like, legitimate their kid. Not legitimate, I say this in jest, obviously, but, like...
He's literally their kid.
But, like, we have Hayden and Sienna and Steph, and so...
We have human children. Okay.
Right. But Teddy wears little sweaters and jackets. He only has, like, a 5x5 spot out in the lawn, mm-hmm. like, carved out for him to go potty because he won't go on walks in the winter. It's a thing. And she always posts the most adorable pictures of him, too.
What kind of dog is he?
I'll show you a picture of him later. He's a smaller dog.
Okay.
I can't remember, but he has an underbite like Cooper.
Aww.
And he looks like a ragamuffin. Like, I always think Cooper looks like a ragamuffin, but Teddy is like... You're the cutest thing, dude.
I think out of all the dogs we've ever owned, Ruby is the most spoiled.
Yeah, little Ruru.
And she's the bitchiest dog we've ever had.
Really?
She's not a friendly dog. Like, she's friendly to people, but she's not really interested in, like, playing with other dogs. She's super into Greg and, like, won't... I don't know. If she was the only animal in the house...
She's a daddy's girl.
Yeah. Like, it could easily just be Greg and Ruby, and she would be completely content with that. Like, if Sandy jumps up on the bed and lays down next to me, mm-hmm. she will lay closer to me somehow. She'll see that happening and be like, no, mm-mm.
I hate all of this.
Yeah. And the same thing with the cats, too. If I'm petting the cats or giving them attention, she has to, like, get right up there and wants attention. But she's a COVID puppy. So, like, the first year of her life, it was just attention. Walking her all the time, hiking, mm-hmm. playing nonstop. And then I ended up going back to work.
Yeah.
And then we got another dog, and now she's just miserable.
Yes.
Hates her life.
Oh, the poor baby.
And especially now, because I haven't been able to do anything with him.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've talked about this. I know we're recording now, but... So, prior to me breaking my foot, Greg would work his days during the week. And then on his days off, if I was working, he would take the dog somewhere.
Yeah.
Or if I wasn't working, we would both take the dog somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I would say minimum once a week, they were going on a 3+ mile hike.
Yeah.
But then when I broke my foot, Greg was working and he was working my job. So, like, there's no, like, dog time.
Yeah.
And I was home, so they didn't really, the dogs didn't understand. Like, somebody's home, that means we're going to go do something fun.
Mm-hmm.
No. Not at all. It means mom is going to, like, sit around and watch TV today.
Right.
And then Greg was also doing, I can't say the majority of the housework, because I was still trying to, like, fold laundry and take care of some things, but he's also, like, our washer and dryer's in the basement, so he was doing laundry, and so he was super stressed out, not taking the dogs anywhere. I couldn't take them anywhere. I still technically can't. Today is day two with no boot.
Oh, my gosh.
I had my doctor's appointment today, which, did I tell you about that?
You snapped me a picture saying everything, it looks pretty good.
Yes, everything's mending well. He was way nicer than the first time I saw him. So I don't know if he was just having, like, a shitty
Maybe
day.
Maybe he was just having a shitty day. But I feel like if you're in that profession, you shouldn't have... You shouldn't take out your shitty days on patients.
He was... Well, when I saw him the first time, he was just, like, to the point. Yep. Broken foot. This long. Non-weight-bearing. This long.
It was the day after Thanksgiving, so maybe you just...
No, I saw him after that.
Holiday strife.
Day.
Oh, yes.
I saw him a week later.
Yes, okay.
I saw him 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I saw him today, he just said, like, just do whatever feels comfortable at this point.
Yeah.
Which is vague, but also, like, an answer.
If it hurts, quit doing the thing.
That's...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but when it initially happened, like, I've never broken a bone. So, right. I'm like, okay, just do...
But it makes sense, though.
So, what I did was 4 weeks, 100% non-weight-bearing. I didn't even try.
Nope.
My foot did not touch the ground. Then after that, for, like, a week... I was, like, putting my foot down while I was using my crutches in my walking boot to just kind of, like, get a feel of things. Yeah. When I was at home sitting, boot off, and I'd have my feet on the ground and was just, like, doing ankle rotations and stuff to kind of get, like, movement back in. And then New Year's Eve, still in the boot, one crutch, though.
Yeah. Because I came over to your house before you and Greg went out.
Yeah. So I was, like, doing a little walking. And then I spent, like, 2 days where I was walking in the boot with no crutch. Then I was walking in my, like, docks. I figured that's, like, a firm boot, you know? Put that on, laced it up, went out yesterday, did some things, and thought, okay, cool. And now today... Got the okay from the doctor. So I guess I did what I was supposed to without even knowing.
Yeah. My friend Abby is an athletic trainer, and she's getting, like, her master's in that now. And she always laughs at the patients that will come in and just be like, it hurts when I do this or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Some oddball motion. And she's like, do you do that in your sport or, like, on the day to day? And they're like, well, no. Okay, well then, like, quit doing that thing that is making it hurt.
Then don't do that thing.
Then don't do that thing. It hurts when I poke it all the time. Well, then quit fucking poking it, dude. Like,
that's like that like old joke where it's like, it hurts when I touch here, it hurts when I touch here, it hurts when I touch here. It's because their finger is hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's the catch up. New Year's was good for you?
Yes, it was very chill. Yeah, both of the kids' plans just kind of fell flat, so they stayed home and, like, opted to stay with us, which I was shocked. But
I mean, that's cool.
Their mom goes to bed at, like, 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So they were like, well, we'll stay up and...
Eat snacks and
watch the ball drop and all of the things. So it was fun.
We went to the Nickel, how we always do. And I thought it was funny because we like, kind of bar hopped. I drank minimally because it was icy and I was in my boot.
It was shitty out. Yeah.
And Greg kept saying, like, oh, just drink, you know, we'll call a taxi, whatever, which we've done in the past. Fine with that. However, it was icy and I was still in the boot and it was, like, getting towards the end.
And you're like, no, I don't want to fuck it up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get shitty wasted and then wipe out on the ice and, like...
Can you imagine? Ugh.
I can imagine, and that's why we stopped at like three different places, and at each one I'm like, okay, I'll have like half a beer and then I'm good. I don't want to drink. No, I'm going to, sure. I'll be fine to drive home. And it wasn't even like, I'm not going to drink so I can drive. It was, I wasn't going to drink because I was worried about wiping out on the ice, because, you know, taxi services are not that expensive considering the alternative.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm just like, no, I'm not going to drink. Well, then Greg's drinking it up all night, having a good time. Of course, felt like shit that night and the next morning. And he goes, this always will always crack me up. It was that champagne.
I'm sure it was the champagne and not the 15 beers that you drank. No. I would always say that too. I'd be like, oh,
it was
my
that
God.
One shot. Oh, I'm never drinking tequila again. I'm like, okay, so you just drank two bottles of wine, but it was that one tequila shot that, like,
That's what pushed it over for sure.
Okay. But it makes me laugh when people say that.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, it wasn't the 10 beers you had before that. It was the one random shot of McGillicuddy's that did you
win. I'm never drinking peppermint schnapps ever again.
Until the next time you're drinking peppermint schnapps.
I know.
Yeah. But anyway, New Year's was good.
Good.
I'm on the mend.
Good.
Good things. Let's...
I don't have much going on in my life. I'm crushing the gym.
Yeah. Typical.
Yeah. Well, typical for like this year. But
oh, well, like the last 4 days, 5 days.
Last year and this.
Or you mean like the past 365 days?
The past 365 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, you've been going to the gym a long time.
Right. I did 7 miles in 57 minutes.
Holy shit.
I know.
Speedy.
I know. Only getting faster.
That's good though, right?
I like it. Yeah, but.
Are you going to try to, like, break some records? Not records.
PR.
But, you know.
I want a PR Marquette this year.
It's
by, like, a substantial amount. I have a time in my head, and I want to get that time.
Write it down and show me. I want to see what your time is. What your goal time is.
I'm only, like, 20 minutes away, but.
You can totally do that.
Yeah.
I have faith in you.
Thank you.
You got it. Mm-hmm. You can crush it. Because you were...
3:30.
Half hour?
Not even. I was 15 minutes off of qualifying.
Okay.
In 2018, and I'm in, like, way better shape now.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm healthier now, is the main goal. Because at that time, I was just doing meat, veggies, and fruit. And not eating the carbs that I should have been eating and, like, weightlifting the way that I should have been doing. And so I'm really focusing on that this year.
It makes a huge difference. I noticed that when I was, like, running 5Ks every other weekend. Mm-hmm. You do have to weight train and you do have to eat.
Yes. I've noticed a big difference, like... eating food.
Eat the pastas once in a while.
Yeah.
Because you just think, like, oh, I'm healthy because I'm...
Lighter doesn't always mean better.
No.
No.
Not at all.
But that's, like, the distance runner, like, the 1980s distance runner in my head. Like, oh, I have to be, like, this weight in order to run faster. But that mindset has, like, totally changed.
I actually ran cross country with a girl like that had to quit running because she got too skinny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Shit happens.
Yeah, you do have to eat. Well, when I ran cross country, I ate a disgusting amount of food, just nonstop.
Yeah.
But I also had the metabolism of a 18-year-old, so.
Correct.
Yes. Not so much anymore. Mm-hmm. I'll be happy when, as soon as foot's still painful, but he said that there could be like a sprain in there too.
Yeah.
Cause I can get around okay, but not great. It's sore. But I'm going to start walking at the dome.
Yes.
That's
a good start.
A good start once it's not painful to just do day-to-day stuff, yeah. which I'm hoping will be like in the next week, maybe. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to start walking at the Dome. Yeah. Just a couple miles a day or whatever just to do something.
Just get the steps in.
Mm-hmm. Because I did, well, I haven't weighed myself, but this whole thing, I'm sure I've lost a lot of weight because I don't, well, I've said this, I don't board eat.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm just sitting there, I don't think, ooh, what can I have for a snack? I don't care. And then I don't eat because I'm not doing anything. Right. So I'm not hungry.
Right.
So all my pants are like falling off. They're all like super baggy.
Aww.
You know? Wow. It's fine. It's fine. But I know I've lost weight and I.
Yeah.
I want to get active again.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
What are you doing? Is this a health and fitness podcast?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to a toy store in Child's Play. Bum, bum, bum. Came out in 1988. It's an hour and 27 minutes long. You can find this for Tubi on free, but there are ads.
On
Tubi.
Tubi for free.
For free. Yes.
Okay.
And then Apple and Prime Video, you can find it for $3.99. It's directed by Tom Holland, not Spider-Man. it's written by Don Mancini, John LaFia, and Tom Holland.
Tom Holland also did Night Shift, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It stars Katherine Hicks as Karen, the mother.
Night Shift, is that right?
It sounds familiar, but I can't remember 100%. And normally I write down like other stuff that they've done, but
yeah.
Katherine Hicks was the mom in Seventh Heaven for years, and she was in Bad News Bears, not the Vince Vaughn one, the other one. I think it's Bad News Bears with Vince Vaughn, but I can't remember.
It was Fright Night.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex Vincent as Andy. He was in Sweet Tooth, that Netflix TV show, and all of the Chuckies.
Sweet, really?
Yeah. He plays like
I watched one episode of that, so mm-hmm. It wasn't like
Brad Dourif as Charles Lee Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Lord of the Rings and Urban Legend and so many other things, but those two, like normal, are my favorites.
Yeah, Wormtongue.
Wormtongue. Mm-hmm. Chris Sarandon as Detective Mike.
Hello.
Hello, handsome. When I saw him in a trench coat, I was just like, oh my God, it's Jerry. he was in Fright Night, the original, and Jack Skellington in Nightmare Before Christmas.
He's also Humperdinck in Princess Bride.
Oh my God, he is. We talk about that all the time.
This film... He, like, sets a different standard because he's typically, like, a villain character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In this, he's the hero.
Oh.
Yeah.
He is the hero. And then shout out to Dinah Manoff as Maggie, Karen's best friend. She was in Grease.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And she was in the TV show State of Grace, which I guess is really good. I think it's an older show, but
yeah.
Really good, I guess. So, yep.
So, Child's Play, I saw this when I was way too young. I want to say, like, I saw this in the 80s.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I was under 10. It scared the shit out of me.
It scared because you watched it, and then I think I watched it, like, in the 90s, and I was fucking terrified.
It's so scary.
And then watching it now, I'm just like... Okay, it's still spooky. Like, the premise of it is really scary.
Yeah. Did you know that they remade it in the 90s?
Yes,
or, I did. Not the 90s.
The 2000s.
Yeah.
I did. I think it's 2011 or something.
I thought it was 2019. They remade it.
You know, I think you're right.
And
I haven't watched the remake, but I can only imagine what a shit show that was. Or maybe it was good. I don't know.
Sorry, I keep yawning.
Yeah.
I didn't get enough caffeine today.
It's been a long day.
It has been a long day.
Ugh.
So.
I know, Chris Sarandon.
Mm-hmm.
I have a huge crush on him. Even when he got older, he was so attractive.
I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Child's Play is set in Chicago.
Okay, that's, I couldn't remember if it was Chicago or not.
Mm-hmm. Now, it starts out with a policeman chasing the strangler.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Worm tongue.
Yep.
His getaway driver, which I don't really understand. Eddie. Yeah. So mm-hmm. he's got a getaway driver, but he's a murderer.
Yeah, I don't. What do you do? Do you just, like, wait around for him to murder somebody and then you drive away with him?
Together? Like, yeah.
I don't know.
Because at first I thought he was, like, robbing somewhere.
Yeah.
But no, he's, like, strangling and then has a getaway car.
Yeah.
A getaway driver.
There was a serial killer in the 70s, the Yorkshire Ripper, that had a getaway car, but the guy didn't know what he was doing.
Like, he was just, like, a cab driver. That,
no, it was one of his friends, and he drove him away from a murder
scene. He's like,
scene,
hey,
like,
I'll give you 50 times. Bucks if you just, like, hang out in the car or come and pick me up at 10 p.m.
The Yorkshire Ripper picked up prostitutes, so he would go off and do whatever and murder the prostitute and then or the sex worker and then come back, and the guy would be like, what took you so long? Oh, you know, crazy shit.
Did his friend know that he was picking up sex workers?
Yeah. They, like, trolled our particular area.
Okay. So, like, say you're in this situation.
It was only a couple times, and then his friend.
Because then you, like, see it in like the paper, and you're like, oh, this woman was murdered at 10 p.m. on the corner of blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. That's weird, because that's where my friend just
that's
paid someone
strange.
For sex last
yeah.
night. Okay.
It was wild. Anyway.
Anyway. So there's a chase. The strangler breaks into a toy store and mm-hmm. is, like, hiding in there. The police officer chasing him around. Well, he ends up getting... They're shooting at each other. The strangler is all shot up.
He's dying.
Dying. Mm-hmm. He's like, I have to find someone. I have to find someone. As
yeah.
he's, like,
bleeding
out all over. Uh-huh. Well, there's this gigantic display of dolls.
The good guy doll.
The good guys. And he kind of falls into it. Well, as he's laying there, he looks at the doll and he thought, oh, okay.
Okay, this is my chance.
This is good enough. So he starts essentially casting a spell.
It's like a voodoo chant or something.
Yeah. So he's, like, doing this chant, and, like, clouds form outside.
Lightning.
Well, then lightning strikes the store and, mm-hmm. like, basically it blows up the store.
Yeah.
The policeman finds the strangler dead.
Everything's good.
I don't know. What is his name? Like, I know it's Chris Sarandon, but, like, what is...
Mike.
Mike.
Yeah.
So Mike is the one after him and, mm-hmm. like, sees all this go down.
Yeah. It's Detective something rather, but I just call him Mike.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Mike. Fair enough.
Or Officer.
Officer Mike. So the store blows up a little bit when it gets struck by lightning.
Just a smidge.
Yeah. Now, skips ahead to the next scene. Andy, little boy, makes a shitty breakfast for his mom. And
it's
wakes
so
her up.
Cute, though. He does make a super shitty breakfast, but it's adorable.
No, it's not adorable. I would not.
Because his mom would have to clean it up.
Exactly. So here's Andy, little guy, and he makes his mom breakfast. So he does, like, cereal with some milk.
With beans. Did you see the can of beans that was open, too?
Yeah. Burnt toast with, like, a baseball size thing of margarine on top, some juice. Then as he's walking down the hall to bring it to her, it's like sloshing all over. On the TV, though, while he's doing all this, is like kind of morning cartoons. And he sees an ad that the show that he really likes, mm-hmm. there's now dolls of the show.
Yep.
Life-size dolls, good guys.
Yep.
For sale. Well, he sees that, and he looks over, and he sees this gigantic box. So he thinks, like,
he assumes
for sure that's what I got for my birthday. This is great. And he's wearing the same outfit as the good guy,
which comes into play later.
Yes. Ugh. So he takes his mom breakfast and she's like, what the fuck? Because it's 6 a.m. But it's his birthday and he's all pumped to open his presents. So he wakes her up. They go out and open presents. The big giant box, doll size box, has like a pair of jeans in it.
I know. I don't understand this either.
And then the other one, because she's like, oh, I thought, you know, he was like disappointed. And she goes, oh, you know, I know you wanted toys. Well, then the other thing that he opens is a good guy's toy, like toolbox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With actual tools?
With actual tools in it. It's not just
like actual metal hammers and
playset. Not I like mean, that was the 80s. It's fine.
Kids
playing with hammers. It's okay.
Yeah.
Mom ever talked to you about her old toys, or do you remember Dad talking about them? Just like metal bits of sharp objects and like.
Well, I remember at Grandpa Clyde's house, he had lawn darts.
Like actual lawn darts.
Like the lawn
dart,
where there was like the feathery part was hard plastic. And then the dart part was like 6 inches long and as big around as my thumb. And you just you had rings.
Mm-hmm.
So you would throw them and try to get them in like the other person's ring.
Do you remember that old Saturday Night Live skit with
The bag of glass?
This is bag of glass.
And like the different shitty like bag of poison, like random things.
And then the woman that plays Murphy Brown has like this like ball and she's bouncing it and she's just like, now what? No one could possibly hurt themselves on this. And he's like, well, you're bouncing it. Oh, it gets caught in my throat. God. Fucking lawn darts, man.
And me and Lucas and Nikki would play with them, but I remember Grandma making us all stand on one side.
I could, yeah, yes.
It wasn't like teams playing against each other throwing the darts. We would set up 2 rings, and then we'd have our colored darts, and we would throw them and try to get them in our ring. But it wasn't like cornhole where you're standing across from each other.
Oh
man.
Yeah.
Okay, so Andy's disappointed because he didn't get a good guy doll, and his mom is just like, they just came out.
She's a single mom.
Yeah, didn't have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that apartment is insane. I'm assuming she inherited it when her husband passed away.
I would assume so, too.
Or something.
Yeah, because she is a widow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah, I mean, she works at the jewelry counter at, like, Macy's or something. Mm-hmm. Like, she can't be making that much.
And that apartment is gigantic.
Yeah.
For New York, or for Chicago, or a big city.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she goes to work that day, and her friend, Maggie, said that there's a dude in the alley behind the building.
A peddler,
selling the doll that he wants, a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
So she bails on her counter, goes out, finds a doll. They kind of like haggle with them, and she gets it super cheap because the dolls are $100,
which
is a lot.
It's a lot,
especially a lot in the '80s.
Yeah,
we'll circle back to that. Okay. I think she pays like $30.
Yeah,
they like work them down. Now, when she gets back into work, her boss is a huge dick, and he's like, "Oh, so and so can't come into work today, so you're working a double." And she's like, it's my kid's birthday.
Yeah.
So he gives her from like 5 to 7 to go home, do some birthday stuff with Andy, then go back to work.
Yeah.
Maggie volunteers to watch him. Now, what type of store is this? How late is the store open?
I would assume 9 o'clock. But again, Like, I remember at least in the 90s, stores weren't open until 9 o'clock at night. Stores were open until 8, usually.
The mall was open until 9.
Okay.
I like distinctly remember the mall being open until 9. On Sunday, I think it closed at like 7.
Yeah. Maybe she has to like close up and she'll be home by 10. But even then.
That kind of, the timeline is weird. Mm-hmm. So she gets to go home, give Andy the toy. He's like so crazy happy about it.
Which I wrote down in my notes because I wouldn't have gotten him wouldn't have done that. I would have been like, I'm really sorry. Like, I can't afford this doll if you can't afford it. He's 6. Come on. Like.
And he really wants it.
Yeah.
And she's a single mom and wants to, like, make him happy. It sounds like the dad wasn't gone that long at this point. No,
that's true.
And she found somebody she could get a good deal.
That's true.
It's not like he guilted her into going out and buying a $100 doll. Like, she got one for cheap.
Yeah. Well, and when she comes home with it, like, wrapped and stuff, like, he didn't seem too sad. And then he was, like, super excited that it was the doll. Like, he seemed to be over it at the time. And then she was like, oh, I got you the doll. Like,
I mean.
Yeah. Kids.
You would totally.
I know.
You're a spoiler. You would. You spoil your cats and dogs. If there's some toy that your 6-year-old wanted,
yeah,
you'd be like, yeah, we're getting him the fucking toy.
I do have a story about this. For Christmas, the Paradise Pink Stanley went on sale on Amazon for $45 on Black Friday. Mike and I were just like, okay, well, we get paid on Tuesday. We'll get it then. Sold out in 20 minutes. Found it on Mercari.
What the fuck is the deal with Stanley stuff?
I don't fucking know, okay?
Greg just showed me they're like, they have like a red Valentine's one that sold out and now they're on eBay for $150.
I don't understand it. It's like hauling around a trash can. And I mentioned that to one of the student workers. I like showed her a meme because she has a Stanley. And I was like, look it. And she was like, it's so true, but I love mine. And I'm like, you're insane. Anyway.
I just got Greg. It hasn't come yet, but I got him like a personalized Yeti coffee mug.
Oh, see? Yeah, that's great. I love Yeti stuff. I like.
I mean, Yeti Stanley's stuff. Fine, too. I just don't see the obsession with it. Oh, did you get Sienna one? Is this what you're going to say?
So we found it on Mercari for $120 and bought it for her. Because it was her big item for Christmas that was like the only thing she wanted.
But you realize that like every few months there's going to be like a new Stanley that's like crazy.
I'm aware.
Pink would be cool though. I'd take pink over the red one that just sold out.
It's like super hot pink, like that Clueless game box over there.
Ooh, I kind of like
and
that.
And a hot pink clear straw too.
All right.
So it's kind of cool. And she's the only one in her school that has it.
Ooh.
So it's like a big fucking deal. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
But that's one of those things that, like,
I redact my previous statement.
Okay.
Fucking Stanleys.
Yeah, I didn't know that they were a big thing.
They are to the youth.
Like, I'm pretty sure that we have a Stanley, like, thermos kicking around somewhere in our house.
Oh my God, you could dig up like vintage Stanleys and sell them on eBay for like $300.
I don't care that much.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's like M-I-I-R.
I don't know.
I have like a Tumblr.
Mirror.
I have a like 16 ounce like pint glass size one. That holds ice forever.
Yeah, that's how my Yeti is, too.
And then Greg has a coffee mug like that. Same thing. Coffee mug stays hot forever. I don't know. I think my tumbler was like $30.
Right. Well, we have like 4 or 5 Yeti things that I use for hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when Yeti was like the big thing. And now next year it's going to be something else that all the youth want to spend all their money on.
The only reason I got Greg, this is going to be a 2-hour episode. I got Greg the Yeti because I got it personalized with his initials on it. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I did that is because Pat came over, and I want to say it was Christmas Eve, and he had one that he got from work. Everyone at work got one. They're all personalized.
An eagle. Everybody got one at work, too.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Well, then there was issues at one of the Airbnbs, and Greg went over to, like, work on it.
Yeah.
And as he left to work on it, I'm like, I'm buying him something.
Aw, look at you.
So I got him a custom Yeti.
It's not a hot pink Stanley.
It's not, unfortunately. Okay.
Good guy, Dal.
Good guys. So Maggie's there babysitting. It gets to be 8 something. She's like, okay, bedtime. Well, then Andy says Chucky, his doll, wants to stay up. And the doll can talk and blink its eyes and do a few little random things. Chucky wants to stay up and watch the news. And Maggie's like, okay, whatever. So she takes them, makes them brush his teeth. While Andy's brushing his teeth, though, she's doing stuff. And the TV comes on and there's Chucky sitting in front of the TV watching the news.
No.
So then, of course, Maggie's like, what the fuck? And she takes the doll, puts Andy in bed, and is like, don't fuck off. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, and Andy's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, I didn't do this.
I didn't do anything. So then he's like whispering with Chucky. Chucky gets his name because all the good guys have a name. So it's like, hey, what's your name? And then they say, like, my name's Chucky.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Teddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have custom names. Now, this is when I got into, like, how late's the mall open? Because it's 9 o'clock that this is going on.
Yeah.
So then Maggie's up watching TV. She starts to get, like, creeped out a little bit, hear stuff, things are moving around in the apartment. She gets up and she sees a chair pushed up to the door to unlock the door.
Yeah.
So all this is weird. She gets a phone call from Andy's mom. They chat for a little bit. She's like, I'm just spooked, you know, being here by myself. Mm-hmm. Well, then she notices that there's flour spilled all over the floor.
Yeah.
And when she goes to clean up the flour, Chucky, you don't see him. It's like from his point of view.
Yeah.
But
which is creepy as fuck.
Gets a hammer to the forehead, and then she falls backwards out the kitchen window.
Yeah.
Kitchen window is the Brewster Apartments apartment building in Chicago.
Ooh.
Which is still there.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she just falls out the window.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
Nice.
Falls onto a car. Which, when she fell into the car, do you remember, I don't know if you ever, The Most Beautiful Suicide?
Yes.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah.
Because she's, like, perfect on top of the car.
It's haunting.
Hauntingly beautiful. Now, where am I at?
Karen comes home from work.
Karen comes home from work. Sees police cars all over. She immediately runs into the building.
Yeah.
Detectives all over her apartment. They're like questioning her kid, like
they didn't think to call her at work and be like, hey, there's a
she
situation.
Might have been on her way home depending on the commute.
Okay, that's true.
You know, it could have happened, and then all this could have went down in like 20 minutes while she was on her way home.
Yeah.
But they notice footprints in the flower.
Mm-hmm.
And the footprints are like good guys' tennies.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like, how did this happen? And Andy, of course, doesn't know.
Well, and Andy is wearing the good guy outfit with the matching shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't they have, like, looked at the bottom of his shoes to check for flour?
Well, that's...
like...
because when Andy finally gets, like, tucked in bed that night, he looks at Chucky's shoes, and Chucky's shoes have flour on them.
Yeah.
And then that's when he's like, Chucky did it, Chucky did it. And they're like, what?
No.
No.
Like, sorry, kid.
So they take the hammer as evidence, mm-hmm. which, fair enough.
Yeah.
But Karen, mom, catches Andy, like, talking to Chucky.
Yeah.
And she thinks it's weird. Next day, whatever, she drops him off at school. No big deal. Every other kid is bringing their good guy doll. Did you see that?
No.
As they're going into school, like, every other kid walking into the school had their doll with them. Like, your parents are going to let you take your $100 doll to school?
Right?
No.
Do you remember when I was in kindergarten and that chick's doll went missing, the mermaid doll, and mom and dad had to buy her a replacement one?
No.
Yeah.
Did you steal somebody's doll?
I didn't steal it. She was over at her house and I wrecked it or something. And then mom and dad were really pissed, or I lost it. Like, I borrowed it from one of my friends.
I don't remember that at all.
I never gave it back to my friends, and the friend's parents ended up calling mom and dad. Yeah.
So you kept it?
Fuck yeah, I did. I probably did.
I'm assuming that if it was a mermaid doll, you probably kept it and, like, lied about it. It's probably, like, under the floorboards of the house still.
No kidding.
You would, like, just get it out once in a while to, like, look at it. Like, I stole this.
My precious. but yeah, people brought dolls and shit to school for, like, show and tell. Maybe it was show and tell day.
And everybody brought their good guy.
What a boring show and tell.
This is my good guy, Ben. This is my good guy, Frank. So, yeah, anyway, he takes the doll to school. Well, as soon as he walks in, he turns around and walks right back out after his mom leaves because Chucky has a different agenda for them for the day.
He's like, no, no, kid.
Yeah. Chucky finds out that his getaway driver is alive and escaped the police or whatever.
And then it's just like Chucky and him riding the subway into a shitty ass part of town and, like, all of this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
To this area where every other house and building is torn down around them and it's all rubble and there's, like, one lone abandoned building.
Yeah, meth house.
Yeah, this one drug house. So he takes Chucky to the house. He's milling around outside. Chucky goes in and blows it up with the dude inside.
Which,
whatever.
I have a lot of comments about the way that the house blew up. Because that's not, it only took a couple of minutes for the entire house to fill with gas, enough for it to blow up.
I mean, it's movie.
It's a movie. It's movie magic.
Now, at some point, too, they take Andy in for questioning.
A house blew up.
Like, at this point,
serial
Andy
killer tendencies.
Beats up Chucky in front of the police and a psychiatrist and his mom.
Yep.
Yeah, he looks batshit. Like, tell them what you made me do. Tell them, talk to them, blah, blah, blah. Which is what a little kid would do.
Yeah.
An adult would do that.
Which, as an outside perspective, I mean, Andy, what are you doing, kid?
Yeah.
Do you have tendencies?
The doctor that was there observing told Karen, like, hey.
We have a spot for him.
we should probably, like, take him in for observation.
Yeah.
Just, with his dad dying, and then Maggie dying.
Which.
And then this house blowing up. And what I read about this, too, is at one point they wanted to drag it out longer so you didn't know if it was Andy or Chucky.
Ooh.
To put, like, a little twist on it.
That would have been good.
To potentially make Andy the murderer. Or to just make it last longer where you were trying to figure it out.
Where you were just like, it could be Andy, you know. Mm-hmm.
So, Andy stays with the doctors. Mom takes Chucky home. Which, do you think she would have left him with?
Probably.
Andy? Anyway.
If you could. I mean.
So, she's like, not suspicious, but she's also like something weird's going on.
She's a little suspicious.
Yeah. Sus.
She's a little sus.
She picks up the box. So Chucky's like sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
And she picks up the box that he came in and she's like looking at it. Now, the first time I saw this, I about shit my pants.
Same.
Because he's been talking this whole time.
Yeah.
She picks up the box. The batteries fall out. Oh my God,
the good guy batteries fall out.
And on the back of it, it says batteries included. So she picks him up and turns him over and finds like where the batteries are supposed to go.
Fucking terrifying.
And then he says, "Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?"
Fuck no, I don't.
And she drops him. Well, when she drops him, he like rolls under the couch.
Oh my God. My feet are like underneath the table right now. And I'm like, like, don't feel good about that.
Oh yeah, I'm putting my feet up.
I know.
That's creepy. It still creeps me out. Even though it's not nearly as scary. It's just
the idea of a doll. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she threatens to throw him in the fire if he like won't talk.
Yeah.
While she's threatening to throw him in the fire, because she's like, "You say something to me right now." She gets fire going in the fireplace. It's electric, or not electric, gas. He freaks out and attacks her.
And bites her in the arm.
Yes.
Oh my God. I would have shit my pants. I would have shit my pants. Hayden had like a Batman, like when he was little, had like a Batman, like life size.
Mm-hmm.
If that thing would have came to life at night, flying around doing Batman shit, I would have been like, for fuck's sake.
Well, it's not even like if it was Batman that came to life, like, sure, it's Batman. If it's a little fucking psycho serial killer doll.
Ugh.
No, absolutely not. Anyway, so she tries to throw him in the fire. He escapes. She's chasing him. While this is all going on, it reminded me a little bit of Rocky Horror. Mm-hmm. Because the elevator is in the middle of the building and it's like a cage elevator. And she's like circling it in the steps to try to like cut him off before he gets out.
I asked you once. I won't ask you twice. Whatever that song is. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So she immediately goes to the police.
Yeah.
She's looking for Mike.
What the fuck do you say?
Well, she says what she says, she and he's like, "You're bananas.
Yeah.
You need to go home." Now, she says, "Okay, fine. Well, I'm going to go back to the beginning. I'm going to go back to where I bought him, like, from this peddler."
Yeah.
And he goes, "It's a really dangerous area to be in, don't go there at night." She's like, "Fuck you, doing it anyway." So she goes down there, and it's like bum city.
It's like Candyman.
Yeah. So she's like wandering around from like person to person, just being like, "Have you, you know, seen this guy?" Because he had kind of like grimy teeth and a shopping cart, which I feel like doesn't really narrow it down.
It doesn't.
But she's looking all over for him. She wants to find where he got the doll.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she like tries bribing. Once she finds the guy, she tries like bribing him with money. And he's like, "That's all you got." Well, then he like goes into attack her.
And he's just like, "Oh, you have more than that." And of course.
Whatever. Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, this is when Mike shows up. Hero Mike.
Oh, Jerry. God, he's the best.
And he breaks it up, and basically he's, "I'm a cop." Everybody scatters, and then he makes the guy talk about where he got the doll at a burnt out toy store on such and such and such and such street. Well, he kind of gets like a look on his face,
like, "Oh, that's like, hinky."
Okay. So he then, while he's driving Karen home, he tells her the story.
Yes.
Like, that's where this murder was gunned down and blah, blah, blah. This is what happened. I know this all happened at the toy store because I was the policeman that did it. And she's like, "Oh, well, okay, but there's still like, to her, it was like, case closed. I have a possessed doll.
Yes.
And to him, he's like, there's more to the story.
Yeah, there has to be more, like, no.
Something else is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he drops her off. He goes back to the station to get the file on the murder.
Yeah.
Now, while he's in the police station, Chucky at some point got in his car.
Oh, God.
This also scared the shit out of me.
No. Mm-mm.
So, first, Chucky tries, like, choking him out with, like, jumper cables. Then he's got a knife, and he's, like, stabbing the knife through the seat.
Is that where Mike finds out that his nickname was Chucky?
It's in the file.
It's in the file.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he had dropped Karen off at that point, yes. too. So he was all alone in his car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He dropped her off and then went back because Karen's yelling at him, like, you said you don't like loose ends. This is a loose end.
That's true.
The knife through the seat, though, just scared me.
Yes.
Like, so, oh, and the brakes. The brake pedal's broken.
Yeah.
So he's, like, speeding down the road
mm-hmm.
and flying all over the place. Chucky's trying to choke him. Then Chucky's stabbing the knife through the car seat.
Well, Karen tells him that, like, we know who he is. And Chucky is going to come after you. Like, you were there.
Yeah.
And Mike is just like, well, whatever. It's
whatever.
Doll.
Yeah. Now, thankfully, he rolls the car.
Yeah.
And is able, he survives.
Mm-hmm.
Just Chucky just bails on the car, right? Or he's trying to kill him still.
Mike shoots him.
Yes.
In the shoulder.
Mike shoots him.
Mm-hmm.
And Chucky, who previously thought he was indestructible, felt pain from that.
Yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so Mike does put together that Charles Lee had been seen like a voodoo priest guy.
Well, this, that was like a known associate
yeah.
or whatever. But Karen, at that point, she goes to check out his house,
okay.
Charles's house.
Okay.
That's kind of happens like shortly after.
Okay.
Karen goes to check out Chucky's
mm-hmm.
human house, I guess. And killer artist. The murals all over
yeah.
the walls.
Yes.
Gorgeous, if you're into that kind of thing. Like, he's a good artist.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's huge murals painted all over the walls, a lot of kind of like Haitian voodoo mm-hmm. type stuff. And then there's a painting of a kind of middle-aged black man, but has like very distinct features.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you
could pick him out.
For mm-hmm. sure. Now, while she's poking through this house, Mike shows up there.
Yeah.
And Mike is like, okay, I know that guy. So we need to go and talk to him because
yeah.
he's a associate of his. His name's John. While they're doing that, Chucky unfortunately shows up at John's house. He finds out that he's turning more human the longer mm-hmm. he stays in that body. John is like on the level. I never should have taught you any of that. You're an abomination.
Like, this should not have happened.
This isn't a thing. Like, this is horrible.
And Chucky is just like, you said that, like, you could help me or whatever it is. And,
mm-hmm.
like, I came to you for help. And John's like, no, I'm not fucking helping you. Fuck right off.
Yeah.
Like,
well, Chucky, unfortunately, has John's personal voodoo doll of himself.
Yeah.
Breaks both the legs and
yep.
is like, how can I get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
I need a different body. Finally, as John is like almost dying, he says, the first person you exposed yourself to in this form is the person whose body you can take.
Yeah.
Which is Andy,
mm-hmm.
a little kid.
And Chucky like laughs his ass off. He's
yeah.
just like, oh, so you're telling me I'm going to be a 6-year-old? Oh, cool.
But yeah. I wonder, though, so if he jumped into Andy's body, I wonder if he could find, then like pick out the ideal body and be like, guess what? This is happening. And then like upgrade.
Probably. But then would Andy die?
Oh.
Or would Andy's subconscious just be like blacked out for that period of time that Charles was in his body?
I think you're gone.
Like for good?
Yeah, okay. Like, I think if he switched bodies, like, Andy's body would die. I don't think it's, like, a host situation where he's just, like... That would be horrifying, though. Can you imagine if you were, like, a murderer took over your body, so you would see all of their, like, murder actions, but not be able to do anything about it?
Oh, that's a good story.
I mean, it's Stephanie Meyer's the host.
Oh yeah.
Not the murder aspect of it, but like that storyline.
Okay. It's
probably
happened.
Lots of other things.
Probably, yeah.
So yeah. He finds that out, but he also finds that the longer he's in the doll body, he's becoming more
human.
And
he starts to look more and more.
He does. He gets like kind of a receding hairline.
Yeah.
He gets more human like facial features, less doll like.
Yeah.
But then unfortunately he stabs John's voodoo doll, which in turn kills John.
Yeah, like why are you
And he's like, you shouldn't tell your customers where you hide your own voodoo doll, which is true.
Yeah, why would you do that?
But can you imagine if you had your own voodoo doll, you could like rub your own back?
That would be amazing.
You could like rub your doll back and like do like pressure point releases. Ooh. And like, yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Now, Andy. Okay, so shortly after Chucky is in the process of killing John, that is when Karen and Mike show up.
Yeah.
And they find John like dying, and they say, okay, watch out. Or John says, one, you have to shoot him in the heart. Two, he's going after
Andy.
Mm-hmm. Now Andy's in the psychiatric hospital.
Yeah.
That part is so scary. Andy's just like chilling, looking out the window, and he sees this little fucking creepy doll coming in there to kill him.
Oh my
God. So he starts screaming, like, come help me. Chucky's coming to kill me. And they're like, whatever.
Yeah, like, you're dumb. Like, you are legitimately insane.
The doctor doesn't believe him. Yeah. The doctor takes him out of his room. Or does he escape? I can't remember. Does he escape his room?
I think he escapes his room.
Yeah. Either way, the doctor grabs him and is like, we're giving you medication.
Yeah.
Like, you need to chill the fuck out. So they're in this sort of like medical office at that point with medications and shit. And Andy's like fighting his little heart out, trying to get away. Poor Andy. Knowing that Chucky's coming.
Yeah.
And also trying not to get this like sedative.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're trying to give him. Chucky kills the doctor.
Ugh. Electrocution.
Yeah.
Electrocution style.
First, he, like, stabs him in the leg so he falls down, which makes sense.
It's his go-to. Yeah.
Then he puts on, like, the shock therapy thing and, like, cranks it way up.
Oh.
And just, like, smokes him. And, like, his eyes bleed. And it's pretty gross.
It's gross. Mm-hmm.
Grosser than I remembered it.
Right.
But whatever. So then Andy escapes with Chucky after him.
Yeah.
Now, Andy runs home. Chucky's chasing him, ends up going down the chimney to get into the apartment because Andy locks the door, which, okay. So Chucky takes the elevator all the way up and then somehow has access to the roof to get down the chimney.
Yeah. It's just weird. It's movie stuff.
Movie stuff. Movie stuff
doesn't need an explanation. Shit just happened.
Yeah. So Andy, okay, runs home, locks the door, puts a chair under the door, hides in the closet, gets a baseball bat. Like, he's pretty on top of things. Yeah. Now, Chucky, of course, has like an adult brain, so he overpowers them.
Yes.
Knocks them out. Mike and Karen, they know, like Karen says, I always told him if there's trouble, go home.
Yeah.
So they get to the house right at the last second because Andy is out of it from getting hit in the head.
Storm clouds, lightning.
Chucky has his hand on his head and is like saying the like incantation, incantation, and to take over his body. They get there in the nick of time.
Oh my gosh, it's stressful for a hot second.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now they break it up. Chucky first attacks Mike.
Stabs him in the leg.
Stabs him in the leg. Now, also at some point, Mike is like, here, Karen, I don't know if you've ever shot a gun before or have anything.
Take this gun.
Take this gun. Protect yourself. And she's, okay, cool. So she shoots at him. And of course, the gun jams.
Yes.
Because it's a movie. Mm-hmm. And it's just like big fighting wrestling match. Because at this point, Mike has been hit in the head with a baseball bat, stabbed. He's like kind of down for the count.
Yeah.
How this doll is overpowering everyone, I have no idea. But anyway, Chucky attacks Karen. They're like wrestling around. Mm-hmm. She traps him behind the fireplace grate.
Right.
Turns the gas on.
For a second, though, like, Andy is just, like, staring at her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did you get some of him?
That's, I mean, they could have put more of a twist on that.
They absolutely
Chucky
could
have been on the other side of the grate and been like, Mom, please, no, it's me, or something like
what
that.
What if they swapped?
To make it scarier?
Like in Skeleton Key.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
Oh, that would have been fucked up.
That would have been so fucked up.
Skeleton Key's fucked up in general.
Right.
And I can't even think about it without getting like the heebie-jeebies.
Hate it.
Hate it. Hate it so much. But yeah, like.
And then Andy finally like comes to and helps his mom.
Because Andy, well, he's in shock. He's
That's
a fucking
true.
Little kid. And this doll is like spazzing out, like attacking everyone.
That's true. Okay.
So Andy's like, okay, I'll help. Lights a match, tosses it in there.
Yeah.
This is dramatic because he burns up in the fireplace and then is running around on fire.
Yeah.
Also scared the shit out of me.
So scary.
And they think, okay.
Yeah, he's done.
Done for.
Burned. You didn't shoot him in the heart, Karen.
Didn't shoot him in the heart. Now, they go in and they find, I wrote Cop Humperdinck at this point because it was towards the end of the movie and I was into the movie more than writing notes. They go in, his legs are cut up, he got stabbed a couple times, head, they're like, okay, we'll get the first aid kit, everything's gonna be fine. No. Burnt Chucky is still alive.
Yeah, of course
and
he is.
And terrifying.
Like, skin is melting off of him, like, parts
now,
of...
if he was partially human where he got shot and it hurt, I feel like being 100% covered with burns... Like,
yeah,
that wouldn't have killed. Well, I guess it's the heart.
It's the heart.
According to the voodoo thing. So he's alive. Well, then he's in the hallway and Karen just is shooting at him a bunch, blows an arm off, blows his head off, a leg. And he's still like coming. Now, this is a nice apartment building and they've been shooting, screaming, yelling
all over the place
for a solid 20 minutes.
Yes.
Come on.
Where are the other tenants? You're shooting in the floor?
Yeah. Floor, walls, everything's getting shot up, and not one person has called the police.
Nope.
Or even come and knocked on the door and been like, hey, Karen, are you okay?
Excuse me. What's going on?
Could you quit with the gunfire?
Could you quit shooting into the floorboards? That might be helpful.
You just shot into my bowl of cereal. Please stop. So, yeah, she shoots him up. Okay, then you think, for sure, that's the end. Mike's partner shows up, and they're trying to explain it. And Mike's like, yeah, she was telling the truth, or Andy's telling the truth. Possessed doll. And he's like, fuck right off. That's not true. That's not a thing.
That's not what happened.
Well, then Chucky is in the vent, and Chucky, which headless.
Headless Chucky at this point.
Headless Chucky. He's an arm and a torso and a leg.
It's so scary.
Jumps out and attacks the other policeman. And once again, wrestling, struggle, this doll. And then Chucky's head is there, and Chucky's head is like screaming, like, kill him, kill him, kill him. Yeah. Well, then they manage to like chuck him off of the guy. Then he is shot in the heart. Mm-hmm. Blood spray everywhere. So policeman obviously believes him.
Yes.
The end.
And
it ends pretty abruptly after that. That's pretty much it.
First of all, how do you get Andy out of this? Because Andy is still a suspect. They have blood testing in the 80s. That's a thing. At least...
Did they have DNA testing? I feel like DNA testing was like 2000s.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you could type, obviously.
You could type. Yeah.
Blood type. Let me see.
But like take the doll and like examine it.
I mean...
But even then, I don't know how they would explain it.
DNA testing.
Oh.
Dates. Well, how should I even search that? First DNA test? First DNA case? First DNA case in U.S. Oh, 1987.
So...
Tommy Lee Andrews became the first American ever convicted in a case that utilized DNA evidence. And this was 88.
Yeah.
So...
And they have two officers that have probably been on the force for a while.
Yeah.
This is when I start making assumptions.
Yeah.
Like Jerry and Karen getting together.
Yeah. Maybe you assume they get together.
Fuck yeah.
Actually,
trauma.
Greg. Greg said something like that when we were watching it. He's like, Andy, meet your new dad.
I know, right? Look at him in a nice trench coat. He's looking suave.
I believe, I'm not 100%, that the actress that played Karen, actually the guy that designed the Chucky doll,
mm-hmm.
like the set designer.
Yeah.
They met there and got married.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good for them.
And I'm pretty sure it was the actress that played Karen.
Okay, that's fun. I like little like romance things like that.
Little mm-hmm. nice tidbits to go in this horrible movie.
Yeah.
Not horrible movie.
No.
But that's... I liked it. I've always liked it.
Yeah. I hate dolls. Any movie with a doll... No matter how cheesy and stupid it is, I'm still terrified of it.
Do you remember the dolls, My Buddy? There's
Maybe.
My Buddy and Kid Sister, and they were these dolls.
Shut up.
From the 80s.
Was My Buddy blonde?
My Buddy.
My Buddy.
Yeah, but needless to say, after this film came out, sales tanked.
Yes!
Do you remember My Buddy? Yeah, there's My Buddy and Kids... I think it was Kid Sister.
It is! Oh my god. And they're dressed very similarly.
Yeah.
That's awful.
And this was... it was supposed to be like Bloody Buddy or something like that was supposed to be the title of this movie.
Couldn't they get sued?
Yeah.
Did they get sued?
No.
Oh.
Because this was... A good guy's doll, not a My Buddy.
Keep out, Clubhouse. My Buddy, a real pal.
Same thing, yeah.
No, that's awful. I hate it. I hate everything about it.
Another title for this film was supposed to be Batteries Not Included.
I remember the Batteries Not Included one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I wish we could review Batteries Not Included. I still think for our birthdays, we should get to do whatever movie we want not a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
But what would I pick? A horror movie, probably.
Probably, yeah.
We do like Moana.
I still want to do... there are a couple that are on my list to do.
Birthday list?
For horror movies, yeah.
I mean, yeah,
We do like Frozen.
We did Frozen.
I know, but like... Let It Go.
The Let It Go Frozen?
The Let It Go Frozen.
Well, they also let it go in Frozen. And he breaks both his legs.
Compound fractures. Anyway, I really like this movie.
Scariness?
It brings back one. Childhood memories. Yeah. Scariness Gory, one.
Zero and zero. But yeah. It's still the nostalgia behind it.
Yes.
Love it. Because when I saw it the first time.
Fucking scary.
Nightmares. Mom had one of those little Susie Talks a Lot or whatever the fuck it was. The like life-size doll. And I'm like, get that thing away from me.
I want nothing to do with that.
It's like a Chatty Cathy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think. Or something like that. But it was like a life-size doll. I'm like, no.
Yeah. I like this movie.
Me it's too. Fun. Me too. It was a good one.
Anyway. That was Child's Play. If you like what you hear and want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, follow us on Instagram. It's @slashermoviereview, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, @slashermoviereview. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on mtrsradio.com.
Good job.
I know. It's been a couple weeks, too.
So I know. Boop, boop, boop. All right. I hope everyone has a good night and a good week and, I don't know, a good start to this year.
I know. Happy New Year, everybody.
Woohoo!
Bye!
Bye!
Hi, Cooper.
Oh, Cooper, Cooper. Oh, God, I'm fucking sore. I am sore. Oh, he always unhooks it, which is probably good.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Because the cats will
start. Because the kitties. I know, Max came down here and was walking all over the place.